Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, let's get to a little stock up, stock down. We typically do this on Mondays around 12:10. Some things got shifted around with the presser starting a little bit later. Stock up for me, we're talking about coaching. I guess I'm on a coaching theme today. This one's stock up, though. Vic Fangio's Eagles defense. I mean, it is hard not to be extremely impressed. Now, he, to his credit, was given an extra resource or two in the last week or so as well. Jalen Phillips looks awesome. If he can stay healthy, that's the key with Jalen Phillips. Will he stay healthy? But Vic Fangio's defense, what they just did to Jared Goff is next level stuff. Like, next level stuff. And I'm going to use that probably for my stock down as well. But it's just Eagles defense. While they still are maybe a boring watch offensively, that defense is why the Eagles, I think at last check, are Super Bowl favorites.
They are. Absolutely. My stock up is another coach, another coordinator. My stock up is Joe Brady's head coaching possibilities. I know everybody is talking ad nauseum today about Josh Allen's performance in that game yesterday against the Buccaneers, and rightfully so. 6 total touchdowns. But I don't think what's being talked about enough is what Joe Brady has done since he came over as the offensive coordinator for this Buffalo Bills team. This man, I thoroughly believe, is going to be a head coach next season. Yesterday's performance has benefited that. And he hasn't just made Josh Allen better. I mean, James Cook is in the middle of a career year while you have the reigning NFL MVP at the quarterback position. They're doing this with little to no weapons in terms of your wide receiver core. Dalton Kincaid didn't play yesterday. Keon Coleman was a healthy scratch because he missed a team meeting. And you still coached an offense to 44 points. Joe Brady is a very, very impressive offensive mind. A lot of people saying he's going to be a college head coach next year. I think this man should be a head coach at the highest level of football in the NFL a season from now. May end up being the head coach of your Cincinnati Bengals next year, trying to help along Joe Burrow, Drew.
He's been there, done that with Joe Burrow, actually, too, which I think maybe that improves the chances of that happening if they move on from Zach Taylor. My stock up is Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers, but particularly Bryce Young, who had a career day yesterday. Granted, it wasn't overtime, but he had already passed his career high in passing yards before they got to overtime. He had 448 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, a very good quarterback rating as well. It feels like, and obviously Ted McMillan continuing to just be really, really good. Xavier Leggett also had a good game yesterday too, but it feels like if we can get a full season of what Bryce Young could be, he, I think, would fit into the category of what we would expect out of a first overall pick, a first round pick, which is being in the top half of the league, fighting for a shot to be in that top 10. But it's just the inconsistencies at times that have gotten Bryce Young. But hey, Carolina's 6-5. They're a game out of the division right now, which is probably the more likely of the two to make the playoffs. I know they're ninth, I think, in the playoffs right now, but the schedule is not that favorable for Carolina going forward. But I wanted to give Bryce Young a little love because he had a career high yesterday. He looked very good.
Well, it's good to see, too, because the last couple games, even though the Panthers have been winning, he'd been throwing for like 140 yards, 130 yards.
Yeah.
It was pretty, you know, pedestrian, to be nice. But yeah, that was big time yesterday. All right, stock down. Going back to the Eagles game last night a little bit. Stock down Jared Goff in cold weather games, right? Not Jared Goff, just in cold weather games. Come playoff time, it's looking like the Lions are going to have to go outdoors, right? I don't think they're going to be the number one seed. So the Bears are leading the NFC North right now. The Lions would be out of the playoffs. Right now, the Lions would also be out of the playoffs, just like the Chiefs, just like the Ravens. In his career outdoors, he's under 50 degrees, I'm sorry. He's a sub 60% completion passer. And last night, if anybody watched the game, I know some of you might not have wanted to watch because you're just bummed out, but that Jared Goff looked terrible. He was off. It wasn't just like drop passes. No. Like he can't play in the cold. He can't. Now his numbers have been better in the last 5 years because he's in Detroit than like when he was in LA, even it was even worse. He's obviously a much better quarterback now, was an MVP candidate a year ago. And I think overall the Lions, the football team, will be fine. But if they got to go on the road in the playoffs, I will be fading Jared Goff.
He had a QBR of 9.5 yesterday.
Yeah.
He was 14 of 37.
California kid, played high school football in California, played at Cal, gets drafted by the Rams. And then when he does finally go up north, he's playing in a dome. Yeah, the cold weather does not suit Jared Goff by any stretch of the imagination. My stock down is another guy who played college ball in California, Sam Darnold.
Mm.
I was completely bought in last year with what he did in Minnesota, despite the fact that he completely collapsed in that Week 18 game against the Lions and then that ensuing wild card game. Early on in the year, he looked fairly good with Seattle. But in the last 4 weeks, this man has thrown 7 of his 10 interceptions on the season. And that includes 4 yesterday against the Los Angeles Rams. It's a game that Seattle lost by 2 points. And you turned it over 4 times. Not a good day by Sam Darnold. Guy who's been one of the more accurate quarterbacks in football this season, but he only completed 65% of his passes yesterday. 4 picks. You know, he became very, very like one-track minded with trying to get JS in the football. Not that I can blame him. Jackson Smith and Jigba has been remarkable this year. But my goodness, he did more to lose his football team the game than maybe any player in the National Football League yesterday for Seattle.
Did you see what Ernest Jones said after the game? Yeah, he beat back this guy. You know, he was like,
people to go F off if you don't like his quarterback.
Yeah, because of.
I like his quarterback. I don't like the way his quarterback played yesterday. Pure and simple.
Yeah.
He says for you to go F off.
All right, fine.
My stock down is another quarterback, and it is Justin Herbert. Holy smokes, man. I know that the offensive line is bad, but we have seen quarterbacks who are supposed to be in that elite category play good with bad offensive lines, and he was atrocious yesterday. Not only do they get beat 35-6 by Jacksonville, and he also gets outplayed by Trevor Lawrence again, but he had 81 passing yards, no touchdowns, a pick. His average completion was 4 yards. Surprisingly enough, his QBR actually was better than Jared Goff's, but Justin Herbert, he looked good to start the year. It's like, okay, maybe they're turning a corner. The Chargers are starting really good, 3-0 in the division. Justin Herbert looks like a legit maybe MVP candidate after the first few games. And then it's just gone downhill, falling flat on the face. And I know offensive line has obviously been a big part of some of the struggles at least, but he just has not been a quarterback that seems to elevate his team even when they're missing some guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.